I'm Martin Wilson, and this is The Next Turn, powered by ProTurn.io. The Next Turn is the home of conversations about skiing, ski racing, and sport. So thank you for joining us in the pursuit of better. To be better athletes, better coaches, better parents, and better fans. This week, a conversation with Zorinka Lucic and Leona Popovich. Welcome back to The Next Turn. It's good to have you here as always. It is good to have Jeff Vibert and Kara Williams by my side. Kara Williams, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And I forgot to tell you guys this. Did you know that this is our 51st episode?
We missed the big 5-0.
We did.
It's getting pretty serious. I didn't know that. I stopped counting a while ago.
This is 51.
Maybe we're getting better at it. Here's the next 50. Cheers to that. Thank you, Kara. Vibert, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, guys. I'm just waiting out Snowmageddon here in the east. I'm sure you guys are expecting some of that down in Vermont as well.
We had a bunch of snow last week, and honestly, it's windy and rainy right now, so I don't know what's going to happen. Fingers crossed. But we're racing. We're on Christmas break now, but we're on full go here. Folks, this week we have a wonderful conversation with Zorinka Lucic and Leona Popovich of Croatia. I had a chance to sit down and chat with them just a couple of days ago, right before the Christmas break. But as usual, let's get the business done first. Jeff, why don't you give us the hard facts on Zorinka and Leona?
Leona Popovich, born November 13th, 1997, a Croatian ski racer, made her World Cup debut January 4th, 2015. Later that year, she suffered a broken tibia, which set her back. And then again, crashing at the Olympics in GS in 2018, required two surgeries to repair a torn ACL MCL. She is making her way back and is the current national champion in slalom and making some noise in 2022 with a sixth in Slodming, a sixth in Levy to start this season, and a ninth in Killington. Zorinka Lucic, born January 26, 2004, at just 18, she competed at the Beijing Olympics, finishing top 30 in both slalom and GS. She also won the gold in the slalom at the Junior World Olympics in Panorama and a bronze in the GS. 2022 has also been a good year for Zorinka, with a fifth in Courchevel, a seventh in Levy this season, 15th in Killington, and a seventh in Sestriere. She is also the reigning national champion in GS.
Thank you for that, Jeff. Kara, what do you have for the story on these two?
Well, guys, on November 20th, 2022, Croatia, a small nation with a population of only 4.5 million people, had two women in the top 10 at a World Cup slalom race. So let that sink in just for a minute. Backing up, Leona Popovich made her World Cup debut in 2015 at the age of 17. So for much of her career, she's been a solo Croatian woman on the circuit. And as you said, Jeff, she's battled many injuries, chronic back pain. And unfortunately, last season, she was unable to compete at the Olympics, which opened the door for Zorinka Lucic. And at 18 years of age, Zorinka is an absolute force. So certainly part of the story here is about how different these women are from one another, yet they're working together, they're pushing each other. They often train together, but they're coached separately. And in this interview, they talk about everything from sharing course reports to what they admire in each other's skiing. They're honest, open, and seriously very competitive women, but they're also really funny. I don't know if you kept this in, Martin, but listeners, if you're wondering if Zorinka is on a social media cleanse, she isn't. She's been locked out of her account since November, which in my opinion is the only time in this entire interview that she sounds 18.
That's true. That is a sign, isn't it? Folks, you've got the hard facts from Jeff. You've got the story from Kara. We're now going to give you our wonderful conversation with Zorinka Lucic and Leona Popovich on The Next Turn. Zorinka, we had a chance to catch up briefly in Killington, and your season seems to be off to a pretty good start. As far as your expectations after last year, looking at this season, how's your start in your mind?
Yeah, definitely. It started really well. Like, I had a good finish of the last season. And then I was just hoping I can build, you know, on it and keep this, like, momentum going. And I'm really happy that I got to do that. So far, it's been, like, how I imagine it to be. And I hope I will continue and keep pushing, you know, not to like now go lower before the end of the season.
That if I look back at your year last year, you actually had a couple World Cup starts. Did you make any first runs last year? I don't think so. Did you?
I made once. I got my first points in Kranjska Gora.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Sorry.
It was in January, I think.
And then you went to Panorama, World Junior Championships. Things went pretty well there. You had a gold in the slalom and a bronze in the giant slalom. Panorama is one of my favorite places, by the way.
Mine also. I loved it so much there. Like the people and the snow and the slopes, like everything, the nature, it's all so nice.
Yeah, I love that. That's close to home for me. I love that. So was that a turning point for you, like going to get some success at World Juniors? Did that give you a lot of confidence? And how were you able to take that confidence from last year and keep it and work with it all summer to bring it into the World Cup? How did that work?
Right before World Junior Championships, I had like some low points. I mean, low, everyone has them. But we said, okay, we will go to Panorama, but just for the medal. Like I have to, you know, do something and I will do it. And I started skiing like better by the end of the season. I don't know how, but my shape just got better for some reason. And then I won slalom, and the thing was also like I was just kind of really relaxed. I realized that I have it in me, or like I ski really well in trainings, but on the races I could not really show it. And then it was a relief for me, you know, that I see the result, and it's like okay, I can like I'm here, I can do this. And then for the finals, I didn't even think about it. I was just skiing, like really relaxed, like some training. And I first run, I got in and I saw the ninth position on the display. And then I finished fifth. And there was just, it was like, you know, like everything was like, wow. So it was a huge relief. And then I saw that everything's possible and that everything can change in really short period of time. And that I have it. So I was really relaxed after, and then it was not a problem to ski after, to be honest. And on the trainings, it was just getting better from that.
I love it. Just as soon as you realize what you can do, and all of a sudden it happens. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
I'm gonna write that down. That seems valuable to know.
Yeah.
Leona, you're 7 years older than Zrinka, right? You've been through this?
Yes.
You've been through this a few times. You've been sort of the solo Croatian tech team for a while, and now you've got
for a long while, a long time.
You've got a younger buddy now. Can you talk about with Zrinka coming in last year and starting to work with you? What has that done for your level, for your confidence level, for your goals coming up?
Well, I guess it's nice to have a teammate again. I mean, I had
I guess,
few in the
she said,
past.
She said, I guess, Rick. I heard that. I guess it is.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes not so good.
Yeah,
yeah, mostly it's good, so especially on trainings. So, yeah, I mean, I had teammates in the past, but not good as Rinka, so they didn't push me so much, you know, like to be on my limit all the time. So I guess that's really, really good. Yeah.
Same for me. Yeah.
That goes for both of us.
I bet.
Yeah. Like our training is always on the highest level. So I guess that's pretty good because the other girls, they are maybe more relaxed on trainings. And then not us. We're always pushing so much. Yeah. So I guess that's really good for, and then after, of course, on the races, because you can't, I mean, you're always pushing on the races as much as you can. So it's good to have training the same way. So I guess that's really good in this team.
Yeah. Like I don't know. I see Leona going. Leona, sorry. I see Leona going like before me a few beeps, and it gives me like also much more confidence because I know that we'll be training together, and I know how she skis, and I'm like, okay, she did it. I'm gonna do it as well. I think same for you, maybe in the opposite way.
Leona, your path into what's your slalom ranking now? 9th or 10th? Is it?
On World Cup list or?
Yeah, World Cup list.
Yeah, 11.
Oh, 11. Sorry, I was giving you, I was giving you two extra ones there. Your path to 11th on the start list has been a little longer to get there, a little bumpier. You've had some injuries in the past, but you've been healthy for a couple years now, correct?
Yes. Now it's all good.
How have you been building momentum over the last couple of years to go from breaking on to the World Cup to second runs to any given day now, podiums and more? What's the last couple of years been like in your progression?
Well, I think we did a lot of maybe mistakes in the past. We did a lot of disciplines. I was alone with my coach. We did the speed, we did a technical disciplines, all of it, and we needed to do it, so we didn't have choice. But it was really hard to be, I mean, it was impossible to be good in all disciplines, and sometimes I took points in, I don't know, combination, sometimes in giant slalom, but nothing was really good, you know. I didn't have one discipline to build on. It was everything, and everything was solid, you know, nothing too good to be in top 30. And then after the injuries, well, we decided to focus on technical disciplines and see, you know, I mean, see where we can, I mean, what we can do there. And we leave the speed aside and just build on the technical disciplines, especially on slalom, because it started to go a little bit better than giant slalom. So we just, you know, we have more focus on slalom, and now it's really good. And I mean, top 15 in the world, I think that's pretty good for now.
Solid.
Solid.
Sorry.
But yeah, all right. I mean, we always want more and we push for more. But for now, I think, I mean, I'm really happy for my place right now. But yeah, it was a little bit longer, but I think.
Yeah, well, everybody's got their own path to get there.
Yeah.
Where you are now, if you take stock of your health, your mindset, your technical ability, your coaching staff, and your teammates, have you sort of been in a better spot for success? Is this like the best position you've been in?
Well, I think it's the best position, yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm a little bit older, maybe more wiser. I think so. I learned some things through the past, and like team is really good. And I mean, my coaches and service guy, I think we are all really clicking and doing the right kind of job. So I think, yeah, I'm really in the good place now.
Zorinka, if Leona brings older and wiser to the team, what is it you bring?
Then I'm younger in number. No. No, well, yeah. Well, I think I bring some sense of youth, or not like youth, but maybe excitement, because I'm
exuberance.
No. Yes. Yeah, maybe some curiosity and a bit of fun, I guess, I hope.
If you could humor me, maybe go into details. You guys trained this morning, did you?
Yeah.
What's the training day like for you two? From the time you get up, who's in charge in the morning? Who's in charge on the hill? Who pushes? Who pulls? Leona, why don't you go first here?
I don't know. Today wasn't so good because I had some back pain and I really couldn't focus on much things today. I just really wanted to finish this training as soon as possible, make few good turns and that's it. So yeah, today isn't really Like, it was a little bit specific, but yeah, it happens.
But she skied really well today.
Yeah,
she was really fast anyway, so I have to tell you.
Damn it.
Yeah.
When she comes down, when she skis fast, Jurenka, like, say you have, I don't know, 4 or 5 training runs in a day. I don't know what your volume is right now, but I'm guessing it's about that.
I had GS in the morning. She didn't, but then we both did like 5 runs of slalom. Maybe you did 4. So
on those, is it a day-to-day thing? Does somebody beat the other all 5 runs one day and then the other the next day? Or is it Leona gets a couple, then you get a couple?
So mostly it's that like Leona makes run really fast run, then I kind of catch up, then she gets another fast run or something like that.
Yeah, I think
most of it like that. It's not that I make some really good time and then she can't put it down.
Do you often find that the two of you have good days together and bad days together? Or can somebody have a good day and everybody have a bad day? How does that work with a tight-knit team? Can you have a good day if the other one's having a bad day?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you have to kind of, you sometimes, like today, when I saw you in the morning, she looks really like stressed and like frustrated. And I just didn't want to go over and like be annoying and like, you know, I was like, I kind of like gave her space. But then later, like we talked and it was better. And I heard that I realized that she has back problems. But I mean, I felt bad for her really, but then I saw how she's skiing and I was like, okay, like you ski really well and you're a fighter. So, you know, I mean, you have to have a good day for yourself or at least ski like nothing's happened because you have to train. But it's always easier if she's also well, and then it's nicer. The atmosphere.
Leona, do you, as the elder statesman of the Croatian women's national team, do you take a little bit more responsibility for the environment, for the day-to-day stuff, or is it, I've got my plan and my focus and what I have to do, and Zorinka's got her own job to do?
Yeah, not. I mean, mostly like that. I have like my focus and need to know, and she have her focus. So that's a little bit like we are on our own here. Like, yeah.
I respect that. Can you've trained together a lot, Leona? Maybe I'd like you to talk about each other's skiing and what makes the other one good, not so good, what you like and what you don't like about their skiing. Who wants first shot?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay, Zorinka, tell me what makes Leona so good.
First, I would say that she's really kind of trusting the process or like building, like putting each little pieces like, and then like every day and for the, like the whole year. And then you would come to some point and like, and she would, I think that she would look back and see, of course, how much she made, but I would just see it as like, oh wow, she skis really well now. And then you remember like it took so long, like they were all the time like making baby steps. I mean, we all do that, but with her I really admire that kind of. I think it's much more than what I did. And I like her skiing. I think that she's going really clean, and I like when you get at the end of the turn this like punch in the new turn. I don't have it so much, but you like, you know, get it like out. Like her skis, she just, I think, works the ski to the limit, and then really gets a lot of it.
What's that sound again? What's that sound? Leona, before I get you to talk about Zorinka skiing, talk to me about that.
It's the fastest way to go out of the turn. Yeah.
I like that. Leona, talk about Zorinka's skiing. Why is this 18-year-old girl able to hang with you?
Yeah, I don't know. She's skiing like really good from like forever. Like she was a little kid when I remember her, and she was like doing so good carving, and we're like, oh, she's really good. So yeah, I think she have some good ability to like carve every turn. Like always something's happening, but
yeah,
she just, you know, she's in the air, and then the next turn she carves so good, like so perfect clean turn, and then the next one she like again in the air, and then the other one again really clean. I think she can.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
She really had that, I don't know how to say it, ability probably.
When you're training together, Leona, can you look at her skiing and get something out of it? Are there any similarities? What's the conversation like on a chairlift ride after a few runs? Do you guys talk technically? Some teammates are able to do that because there's enough commonality. Some teammates, it's totally different. Are you able to talk skiing tech? Tactics with each other?
A little bit, maybe.
Sometimes, yeah, it depends. But I think now we talk more than we did before.
Because there's a better understanding of each other's skill set and tactics?
Maybe, yeah. It just took us some time, maybe.
Probably it will be more and more, I think, how we learn from each other and, you know, going on trainings more and more together. So, yeah.
Do you share the same coaches?
No.
No, she has his own like team and I have like my own, but we train together and her coach like arranges the trainings and is kind of like the head coach or, you know, not like just in terms of organization and stuff.
That's interesting stuff. Leona, when you think of where you are now, 11th in the slalom ranking, where do you think the adjustments are? Where do you think the gains are that you need to find your way onto the podium and beyond?
That's an interesting question. Yeah. I don't know. I think like Zrinka said, I always do like really steps forward and just, you know, going a little bit better, better and better. So I'm just hoping to, I don't know, stay like that. I mean, I ski good. My feeling is really good, but sometimes it happens that I don't show that on the race. Maybe I'm a little bit too, I don't know, nervous or something. I'm not so relaxed on the race like Zrinka. I think she's more relaxed.
Maybe,
before the race and everything. But yeah,
I think that's normal.
I think there is the space that I can maybe, I don't know, learn a little bit more and I don't know, do better, I think.
That step by step, those small steps that Zrinka described and you're talking about is very valuable, but it's also very hard to do when you're just accounting for small steps. Because if you have a bad day, you tend to throw them all out and you go back a few steps. So that tells me that you must be very patient, but also very fair with yourself. Is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I am patient, not always. Like, I don't know, it happens that I just want to do everything today and I don't know. But yeah, I think I'm patient, but it's kind of paying off, so. Like now it's good. This patience is okay because it's paying off. So yeah, it's easier, like be patient.
Yeah. Well, it's an admirable quality. It's hard. Zrinka, how do you balance patience and urgency? I want to win now. Like I just in the couple minutes of talking to you, there's definitely two different personalities here. Like, there's a youthful exuberance about you that I would say comes with some pros and cons. Patience may not be one of them. Is that accurate? How do you balance patience versus urgency for results?
Yeah, now I I think I have a good balance. I found some balance, and also it's paying off. So now it's like I'm in a good place. But I think last season, especially at the beginning and my first year of this, I was not patient at all. I was really urgent. I was rushing. Like I just wanted to get to the World Cup. I was not even racing some like fist races. I got pretty good at the Europa Cup and I wanted to go on with World Cup. But then later I realized that I just can't jump over these steps and that you have to go through it and enjoy it. And there's like a lot of to it that I was missing and I would miss if I continued like that. But then, okay, now I'm here in the World Cup, but still now I'm more like calm, I would say, or patient.
Some would say that's maturing.
Yeah, that's maturing. Yeah.
Maybe she learned that from me.
No, I will. I do.
I appreciate that. That's good. Can we talk about World Cup slalom skiing right now? This is my hot take. Shiffrin and Volova have really pushed the limit over the last couple of years of technique. The rest of the field has gained on them. And now women's slalom is not only a high level, but the push and the fight is more aggressive than it seems. Like the skiing is maybe not as clean and pretty, but it's on the limit. And all the athletes are pushing limits. So not only is a clean run required, but a clean run after taking risk is required. Leona, you've been on the tour for more than a few years. Am I far off with what I'm seeing with the slalom, that the level is going up, but so is the race level and the push?
Yeah, I also think that, especially this season, the girls are really good. I mean, the top seven, not just Volkova and Shiffrin. So, yeah, I also think they're pushing limits a little bit more. So that's harder, I guess, but it's okay. Yeah, I mean, we need to push to the limits to be the best. Like, I guess that's the point of it.
When you push harder, you're bound to make more mistakes. Like,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How do you be okay with that at the bottom? Like, what's a better feeling? Pushing hard and making mistakes, or coming down and going, I didn't make a lot of mistakes, but I could have pushed harder. Where would you rather lie at the finish?
Well, I guess it's maybe a little bit better to like pushing the limits and to have a few mistakes more, but at least you know you are pushing. And I don't know, it happened to me a little bit more times that I just skied well without mistakes and then off. I needed to push more, like I didn't push enough. So that happens to me a little bit more than I wanted.
And that's sort of a general theme in your race career, that you've left more there than on the other side?
Yeah.
Is that the same for you, Zarenka?
Well, not always. I think I was on the race, I would always want to do more, even more than it's required. And then I would do some mistakes and like stupid mistakes. Even if I could just like trust myself and just like ski, I don't know, not like normal, but not maybe not too hard, not like overdo it. And now I'm also fond of like a kind of balance between that. Yeah.
How do you go about establishing the tactics for a run? Can you take me through slalom inspection on training day or race day? When you look at a slalom course, what are you looking for? How do you set the plan? What goes into that?
Who's going to? Okay.
I don't know, either one.
I mean, you see from the start, usually all these settings that we had now in World Cup were not really harder. Right. Yeah. Nothing like special, like pretty normal stuff that you would have a few points where we would look like more, I don't know, some delays or if it's some roller or like a pitch. But it was nothing to like too much like thinking, really. Usually I'm the one who doesn't see all of this stuff in inspection. Maybe that's also because I'm younger, not so experienced. I think you're better at the inspections. But then I have others, or I listen to her coach, and then we talk about it and they help me with it, or my dad, someone.
Leona, what goes into your inspection? What information do you try to gather in inspection? What do you want to know? What do you want to feel in your head before you go? And then I guess, what are you asking for in a course report before you go?
Well, I don't want to think too much about the courses, especially because, like Zrinka said, it was really, I don't know, easy, I guess.
Yeah, like yeah. Nothing new.
Nothing you don't know. So special, like these few races. The course setting wasn't hard, so I guess, I mean, I don't think too much on the trainings about the course and setting. I just see, you know, like where's Harpens, where's a little bit turny or something like that. I remember that, but I don't want to think too much about the setting. So, yeah, I guess that's
what
my
thing. What does your coach say to you on a course report? What do you ask for? Do you get a course report? Do you need one? Like a security blanket?
I get pretty long course report. Everyone's saying that. My coach really talking a lot, but I like that because we are going like on the report, we are going through all the course, like everything from the top to bottom. So I guess that's, for me, it's good because I a little bit remember everything that I saw and that I wanted to do. So yeah, it's a little bit longer, but I used to it, so I like it more. And it's a little bit longer and talking much, and then I remember what I want to remember and keep something in my head, something not, but yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you two communicate on race day if one of you comes down before? Do you give a course report backup information like that? What are you looking to get from each other? Do you establish that before? Like, Leona, if you're going down first, tell me about this and this. Is that how it works, Zrinka?
Yeah, sometimes. Or sometimes we would not like talk about it before, but she would be just down in the finish line and said, okay, I want to say something on the radio, like, or do you want me to say something? And then I'm like, sure. And she tells me like not too much, because maybe you know that if you tell me too much that I will just start to think about, you know, everything and overthink maybe. So she tells me if there's some really critical parts, she tells me, but most of it was just like, you're going to feel some bumps, like it's a bit broken, and I don't know, take a bit higher there and just like go. It's, you know, it's, just go.
I'm a little bit more honest with how is the course than the coaches. So I guess that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So every,
Zrinka, the course is broken, but you just need to push it.
my dad is all the time, everything, no matter what's in the course, he's like, the course is great, really no problems, nowhere. And then I watched a video later of the girls going and everyone's like flying everywhere. Like, how is this nothing? You know, like he said, no one has problems.
I got called out by an athlete this weekend for saying the course was as smooth as a baby's butt. And he goes, that was not a smooth baby butt. So I guess we're just trying to be optimistic as coaches. So forgive us.
I get it. It's fine. No, it's maybe a good thing.
The next turn is powered by ProTurn.io. Traditional Alpine timing systems are clunky to set up and offer only one or two splits and a finish time. ProTurn.io is here to change that. A device that uses high-resolution GPS to provide over 5,000 data points per run, ProTurn.io empowers athletes and coaches to pinpoint exactly what's working, what's not, and where. ProTurn.io lets you move from you're losing time in the first half to you're dropping 3 kilometers per hour on the exit of the fifth gate. To get ProTurn.io and start elevating your training, visit ProTurn.io/thenextturn to get 10% off your ProTurn starter pack. ProTurn.io, train smarter, improve faster. And now back to our conversation with Leona Popovic and Zrinka Ljubcic on The Next Turn.
Leona, how long have you had your coaching staff around you, working with these coaches? Who is in your bubble?
My head coach, we started together from Fitz Racing. So it's 8 years, I think so. Yeah. And the service guy, he's with us for 2 years, but we were together before. And he was with, before me, he was with Istok Rodesh. So he was in men's skiing, but yeah, we lived together in the same village. So it's a lot easier for the traveling and everything. And yeah, it's nice to have him because I know him from ever forever. And he's the one who started to skiing with me when I was a little kid. So yeah, that's also pretty nice because now we are in World Cup on top level and we are back together. Like, so yeah, that's pretty cool, I think.
Nobody knows you better, right?
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of athletes, and Zrinka, I think you have some family members around in your bubble. Leona, do you have family around you on the road?
No, not so much. No, they will come probably on races in Zagreb and maybe Flachau or something close to home. But yeah, they have their jobs and I don't know. I didn't used to it to have them around. So I don't know. I mean, I don't want to, but yeah, like it's easier to have them as guests on the races and not so much in my like trainings and everything.
Don't come to my office.
Yeah. Yes. That's kind of thing.
Zrinka, your dad works in your office with you.
He's an employee in my office.
Oh, an employee. No, that's a little different at Christmas time.
I'm joking. Yeah, but it's been like that since I was really little. We've been skiing together. He was our coach since I started skiing. And we learned how to work together. And we have a good relationship, I have to say. I would not have it any other way than like this.
Good.
It's great that I get the chance to like have him around and also my other siblings as well. So it's nice.
The whole Luchik circus comes along.
Not always. We used to train together. So we used to live in winter in one small ski resort in Austria, in Erkrems. I don't know if you heard. Mm-hmm. And we would rent a house there and just spend our whole winter there. And then in the mornings, we would go to school there, like on German. And then we would be in the school like 4 hours. And then later we would ski.
4 hours school.
Yeah, school till 12. I mean, we have to ski. I mean, that was also, no, they were longer in school, but we did not.
Okay.
I mean, that was just like to be in school to learn German. We would still have to do our homework for Croatian school after. But then we would ski every day there and as a family. Yeah. My mom would also come sometimes.
I love that. When we look forward to this season, there's the World Championships and there's Zagreb. What's highlighted on your calendar, Leona?
Highlighted? I don't know. I didn't highlight anything, but I kind of want to do some good results on World Championships. So I guess that's maybe a little bit more important than others for me this season.
How do you go about planning, working towards that? Like, I think I want a medal at the World Championships is great to say, but how do you go about planning it, preparing for it, ramping up for it? What do you think you have to do between now and middle of February to make sure you're at your best? What do you got to do?
Well, I think it's a little bit hard for slalom girls because we have a lot of race now and we need to be in good shape because it's a lot of races. And I think the form now is really good. And then after Flachau, like it's the last slalom in January, we will do some giant slalom and a little bit like push slalom a little bit on the side so we can do it more after, and then preparing to world champs to be again on the like highest point. So I guess that's the plan. And I hope it's the good one.
I hate that word, yeah. Hope. Hope's always a bad strategy.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you got the rest of things.
No, listen.
Eric, what's the highlight of your year looking forward? Is it the World Championships?
Well, it is, but not so, like, I'm not really thinking much about it yet. I just want to stay in World Cup, get to the top 15. That's what I want. And if, of course, do my best at World Champs, but if that doesn't happen, then it's fine. Like, I just want to keep consistency in World Cup in slalom. So I'm not really thinking so much about it now. I will just approach it as any other World Cup race. So
I like that.
That's all.
With you being only 18, are you on a full World Cup schedule from here on out? Do you look at World Juniors, Youth Olympic? Do you look at any of that anymore? Are those on your radar, or is it just World Cup?
Yeah, if we will have time and energy, I would like to do World Juniors also, especially for the speed races. I didn't have so much opportunity to race speed, and I think there is a good opportunity. I mean, it's hard. San Antonio is pretty hard, they said. But still, I would love to catch up also some speed races by the end of the season.
Is that the plan to build off your slalom, add more World Cup GS, start looking at World Cup speed? Is that sort of the pathway you're looking for?
That's a long plan, not really so close now. But the plan is still to train and keep this like speed feeling, and to try to train as much as possible also speed, and then to race, and then slowly later add up. And I would love also to race in Super G, in World Cup, maybe also downhill one day. Yeah.
Zarinka, I think there's like 15, 20 FIS athletes in Croatia.
Yeah, that's right? Crazy. I don't know how much.
And there's seven of you on the World Cup.
It's bizarre. Yeah. It's not even 20.
Like, I think there's not 20.
It's serious skiers. It's us, like the whole like Croatian national team, and on the side,
a few more.
There's no girls, yeah. But my sister, oh, she's serious, but she's not on World Cup level yet, of course. But from the men's side, maybe three guys are training, but they're young and they still have a lot to work on.
So if you can't be a World Cup athlete at 14, you just don't cut it in Croatia. You don't go on.
No, it's not true.
It seems like it.
No, but there just aren't any like that are really serious and into it anymore. There used to be more, but as we don't have like any system now,
it's hard.
It's hard. You have to find yourself and be really like committed to it. Like whole families, just like we were. If you're just gonna train with the club in Croatia, there's no so much hope for you.
There's no path.
So, yeah, it's hard. It's really hard.
Leona, a couple more questions, if you don't mind. You used to have that speed background, or do you keep that up? I need some slalom results, then some GS results, and then speed again, or have you given up on the speed path? Where does that sit with you now?
Well, I don't know. It's like this speed dream is just getting further and further for me. Like it's hard. It's harder and harder every year to make some. But I'm not giving up. Still, still hoping for some races. I don't know. Like FIS races and Super G can be really good. So I'm hoping to have some time, maybe in spring, to do some speed races, and especially giant slalom, because I think I'm skiing good in giant slalom, but yeah, don't have the points, don't have the time to do the points. We have one spot in the World Cup. So, I mean, that's Zrinka's, because she had best points and better numbers. So yeah, hopefully she will make some points and so I can start maybe World Cup, but with the high
beat. Help her up, Zarinka, come on.
Yeah,
get that other spot.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm simmering. Simmering and that's it. Two races, I think it's about the time. Now I'm joking. Yeah, but that's the plan for me to open a spot and then she can eventually add more GSs and because she has to be, I mean, she's still really good in GS. Yeah. And
I have good feeling
and everything. Leona, a little modest. You're like, yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
No, she's.
I mean, I didn't train a lot, but every time I trained, it was really good and I had like good feeling and good feeling for the skis, you know. Sometimes it's hard on the GS to be like, I don't know.
That's good. Yeah, exactly. It's harder.
Yeah. Do they translate? Like if you're skiing slalom well, all of a sudden GS is good or is it backwards or one or the other? Can you get them both going at the same time, Leona?
Yeah. I can. I mean, it's for me, it's good to have like a few training days of giant slalom so I can relax a little bit from slalom and but still working on the same things, I guess, or similar things. You know, you don't lose that focus on the turns and skiing. So I think that's good. It is too hard to just do the slalom every day. And I don't know, you get tired.
Zarinka, I asked Leona a little bit ago sort of what she thought she had to do to go to the next level. I like to think of it as a video game. And, you know, when you play sports on video games, you can add this much strength and this much speed or all these different things. And you've got all your columns here. What categories do you need to add a little bit to? Is it physical strength? Is it maturity? Is it tactics? Is it what is it that you feel that where are the gains? Where can you find the next little bit? Or is it just do it and believe more?
Yeah, for me now, like let's say for slalom, I would not like add anything specific or like more of it. I think it's everything like in pretty good measure, maybe just a bit more in everything, you know, to go like slowly with the time in tactics and stuff. That I can't really force so much, but I'm sure that, I mean, they will come as they did now. But as for GS, definitely need some more faith and like just confidence on the races in World Cup. And for GS, I don't ski so well, like as in slalom that I can like say, okay, now I need more strength or I need this. I don't really, I don't feel like I know what I need exactly right now. I'm kind of still searching myself for like the right position or the way I'm gonna do some things in technique in GS. I'm kind of still exploring.
That's a good place to be, exploring.
Yeah, no, it is. But definitely the more like faith just will fix a lot of problems. Or, you know, when you just trust your ski and just go it, let it go in the race.
Let it go.
I love that. Yeah. A lot of athletes have talked about being present and just being in the moment. And that's really key. You mentioned about being relaxed, Zarinka, and just being at peace. Leona, what's, assuming everything goes well, what's your faith level in you getting what you want out of this sport?
What's my faith level?
Yeah, how much faith do you have right now that you're going to get what you want?
A lot, I think.
Good.
I mean, yeah. I think I think every year is a little bit more as my skiing and like my results are getting better and better. You know, it's just, I think, not natural to have more faith. And as you are, you know, better, have better results, standing better on the World Cup list, you know, everything is a little bit better. So I guess your faith is also going up with the results. Yeah.
This may be this is going to be my last question, and probably an odd one. Zrinka, if Leona gets on the podium, what does that feel like, and what will that do for you? Not you making the podium. What is your, if your teammate gets on there, what does that do for you, and what do you think that'll feel like, Leona?
Yeah, that's a hard question. I guess we will find out
at some point.
But I think I'm going to be a little bit jealous. I think that's normal.
Fair.
Yeah, but also, like, if she can do it, I can do it, you know?
Yeah.
To have, like, maybe a little bit jealous, but also have a new faith, you know, like, in myself, because I mean, we are always on the trainings together, you know, really similar, I think so. And, you know, to have, yeah, faith. If she can do it, I can do it. I think that's also good, I guess.
That's a great answer. Yeah. Zrinka, is the best part about having a teammate sort of diversifying the good days and the bad days? If Leona goes and gets that podium, that is a pretty good day for you.
No, that's great. Yeah, and I can't wait for you to get that podium. I'll be so happy. Like, I would not be jealous at all, because I know that, like, I mean, I'm still really young, but she worked so hard, had, like, more injuries, and it's been really hard for her. So it's like, you really deserve it, and you're going to get it soon.
Welcome back. Thanks so much to Zrinka and Leona for a really wonderful conversation. I enjoyed it a lot getting to know them. It is now time for our Swix Thoughts of the Day. As always, I'd encourage you all to share your Swix Thoughts of the Day with us at thenextturnpodcast.com. Kara, what are you thinking? What are your Swix Thoughts of the Day?
Okay, well, here's my problem, guys. I don't know who to cheer for anymore. I have so many favorites, and I just really love hearing athletes' stories and learning about their unique pathways. Leona and Zrinka are the second and third Croatians that we've spoken to, and I'm just so impressed by the talent pool of this really small nation. For Leona, I can imagine at times it must have been lonely or challenging for her to be the only Croatian woman on the World Cup for so much of her career. And although she and Zrinka have separate coaching and different support teams, they both wear the same checkered downhill suit and wave the Croatian flag. And I could be way off here, but I think that this interview was actually good for them, as in good for their relationship. I think they learned a lot about each other in sharing their stories with you, Martin. These ladies are sharing the spotlight and the pressure, and they push each other. They chase each other. Listening to them speak, I was struck by how different their personalities are. But as you got deeper into the conversation, it felt to me like their mutual respect and their mutual love of the sport, as well as their mutual desire to win, made them really complimentary of each other. And Leona's older. She has more experience on the World Cup circuit. So Zrinka is in a unique position to benefit. But it sounds like they're both benefiting from each other. When they both landed in top 10 in Levi, Croatians called it a day to remember. And after listening to these women speak, I have a feeling there are more days to remember to come for the Croatians.
Carol, that is so good. You got me like tingling. I'm fired up. Those are goosebumps. I'm feeling so great. Thank you. Jeff, what are you thinking? What are your Swix thoughts of the day?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with Kara more. I mean, obviously we've been doing this, as Kara said, it's our 51st episode, and you know, a lot of our thoughts, you know, kind of are similar, but I can't say much more other than I really think how it's important to have a team around you. And you can see it with the Norwegians right now and how they're pushing. You said the young guys are pushing the older guys, and the older guys are mentors for the young guys. And I just think it's great. And I think you're right, Kara. How good is it for Leona to be the mentor for this young Croatian racer? And vice versa, it's so good for Leona to have this little young powerhouse pushing her. And obviously it's working just in the early results of this season. And I'm excited like you and to see what happens with these guys in the future. I think it's going to be awesome.
We also have to say that they're badasses too, right? Can we agree? These women are badasses.
They are badasses for sure. For sure. Martin, those are my thoughts. What are your Swick's thoughts of the day?
I think both of you are spot on. And it is cool to learn about new athletes, not knowing much about these two, and just having a conversation to get to know them is a real pleasure. Both charming and smart and badasses, like we've agreed on. I think it's really interesting to see them in this phase of their relationship. It's like authentic team building phase. They are coming from two different paths at two different paces, and they're melding together to work together. And I think they realize how important it is that they do work together and they do figure out how to work together. And I love how it's happening naturally and, again, in an authentic fashion. I think they're both learning the value of that diversity of the team, where if somebody does well, you can gain from that. If you have a bad day, it sort of rounds the edges of the nastiness of the sport being on a team, and that's great. And I love how both of them are very pragmatic. They're just very sensible, pragmatic, hungry athletes, and it's really cool to watch. And say what you want about the Norwegians, they're pretty darn good. There's something in the water in Croatia too, that creates this hardcore, badass, driven, pragmatic, tough ski racers. And everything is ahead of these two girls. I cannot wait to watch. They'll be on the podium before we know. Those are my Swick thoughts of the day. As always, again, I'd encourage you to share your Swick thoughts of the day with us at thenextturnpodcast.com. Until next time, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, best of the season to you. We'll see you soon here on The Next Turn. Be well.